Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Arul Daf Chaf Beis, and we're starting in the middle of the Amud with Halacha Beis, and in Vilna Tzurus Daf it's on Yud Alef Amud Beis. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sarah Basar Yaakov Maisha Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now we continue discussing Bittul. The Mishnah tells us Hatruma Malas Arla VaArla Hatruma. Truma could be Mevatel Arla, and Arla could be Mevatel Truma. Ketzad, what case is this referring to? So pay attention. Saw Truma Shenafla Lameya. A saw of Truma fell into 100, and really it didn't fall into 100; it fell into 99. Now we know that Truma is only Bittul 1 in 100, not 1 in 99. So we technically have a problem over here. What happened after this? Three kav of arla fell in. Or three kav of kilei hakerem. This is the case where the truma is mal of the arla and the arla is mal of the truma. How does this work? So this is going according to shitas Rabbi Yeshua that we've had previously. The truma is not bottle 1 in 100, but it's bottle 1 in 99 in a little bit. And so here we have great numbers. After we had the one truma falling into the 99 heter, and then we had three kav of arla falling into this 99 of heter, that 3 kav of arla combines with the 99 of heter to make it 99 and a bit of heter, which now is mevatel the truma, and the 1 saw of truma combines with the 99 saw of heter as well to make it a total of 100 saw to be mevatel the 3 kav of arla that fell in. As we just learned in the previous daf, that 3 kav in 100 and saw is a proportion of 1 to 200. So we have 1 to 200 for the arla, and we have 1 to 99 and a bit for the truma, so everything's bottle over here. Now it's also important to note that this mishnah is going in the shita of Reb Shimon and Reb Lazar, the previous Mishnah, that we do not combine Isurim, because if we did combine them, we wouldn't be able to use Arla and Truma to be Mevatel each other. It's obvious that we're looking at each of them individually, and that's why the Truma could bind with the 99 to be Mevatel the Arla, and that's why the Arla could combine with the 99 to be Mevatel the Truma. Aduchav Bezon Bezon on top, the Mishnah continues, Ha'arla malas ha'kelayim, va'kelayim as ha'arla, v'ha'arla as ha'arla. Arla will be Mevatel kelayim, kelayim will be Mevatel Arla, and Arla will be Mevatel Arla. Ketzad has this work, so saw Arla shenafal masayim, we have a saw of Arla that fell into 200, and just like we said in the previous case of the Mishnah, it's not referring to 200, it's referring to 199, because again, if it fell into 200, it's bittul automatically. It must be we're talking about it falling into 199, so there's no bittul. Now, v'achar kach nafla saw v'oid arla, and then afterwards, a saw and a little bit of arla fell in, oy saw v'oid shal kelei hakerem, or a saw and a little bit of kelaim fell in, zuhi sha arla malas ha'kelaim, ha'kelaim asa arla v'arla asa arla. This is the case the Mishnah is talking about, that the arla is ma'al of the kelaim, the kelaim is ma'al of the arla, and the arla is ma'al of the arla. Once that first saw of arla falls in, so we have a total of 200. Now that another saw of, let's say, kelayim falls in, we have 200 to be mevatel the kelayim. And now that we have that saw of kelayim, we also have 200 to be mevatel the arla. Now the only challenging part over here is how is arla mevatel arla? We just spoken about this extensively in the previous daf, that arla can't necessarily be mevatel arla. So some of the farshim explained that it's not talking about arla and then arla falling in. It's talking about two different types of arla, namely real arla, fruit within the first 3 years of its growth, and something that used to have an iser of arla, namely neter avai, which is also a certain type of iser that would technically fall under the category of arla, and that's the two types of arla that we're referring to over here that are able to mevatel each other. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with the Gemara explaining the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.